This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to overcompensate either way. I'm not going to go out of my way to not let him get the record, and I'm not going to go out of my way to let him get the record either. I'm going to go and play football. There's going to be situations that a sack is the best of the bad outcomes of that play, and maybe I take one. And there's going to be other situations that I'm about to get sacked, and I need to throw it away in that situation. Such a situational game that I don't think you can go in thinking one way or the other.
Joe Burrow. I've heard him talk this way about sacks before, and it's unusual to hear a quarterback talk about a sack ever, like, not being, not literally versus, say, an interception, but the kind of outcome of a play where you just would never give it any sort of upside. But Burrow has talked like that before. He takes a lot of sacks. I think I would probably bet that Garrett gets one against the Bengals. And, you know, I would have to admit, some of that is what Burrow just said. There are times when it's the best outcome of a play, as opposed to what? You know, throwing the ball out of bounds? I would say, like this has been said already, but Aaron Rodgers, as Sal and I talked about for the Steelers against the Browns, and maybe you saw the same thing, anytime Garrett got a step, and Rodgers probably thought he was getting a step when he wasn't, just from behind him, but he got rid of the ball so fast in that game. And they scored 6 points. I bet that is maybe what Joe Burrow would say to that. Pittsburgh scored 6 points against the Browns. It looked like it's so easy, but it's so easy to dislike Rodgers. Like, not only does he seem to shun coaching and, you know, he's been this certain way for a few years, if not for a long time, but he's always just sort of rolling his eyes and pointing fingers and throwing up his hands. Like, he doesn't even bother to try to mask his frustration with teammates and, you know, the people he works with, including the coaching staff. It's insufferable. If you're going to do that, you need to be, like, great. I think that's the only way that's okay. And even then, it's not ideal. But he's not great. And it's got to be just such an annoyance, to say the least, for a lot of those people he's around. I mean, it looked like he was calling off play calls and just making plans with Marquez Valdez-Scantling, former Packer, former Bill, to beat guys one-on-one, and he's not going to do that, and that almost never happened in this game. Enough about Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Al next. Hi, Al.
Hey, I just wanted your take on this. This season kind of, or going into the playoffs, kind of feels like 2 years ago Kansas City when they had to go on the road.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
I'm just wondering what you thought, if that has any similarities.
Sure, yes. I think the difference in terms of sort of the outside perspective is that the Bills haven't won it yet, and the Chiefs had maybe won it twice already. So it was that year for me, it was like bet against Kansas City at your own peril. And I'm not sure the Bills rate quite on, I think they don't rate quite on the same level, but it's still a valid comparison. Like, they might be favored in every game, even despite the fact that they're on the road, I think.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, the Chiefs had to, they got to play the first game at home, Kansas City. They beat Miami that year in super cold weather. And then they came here. What were they, the three? Came here to play the Bills, who were the two, and then they went to Baltimore to play the one, and they won both of those games, and then beat San Francisco again, right? Yeah, I think that's what happened. Thanks, Al. Here's Chris next. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, thank you.
Hope you had a good holiday and your vacation from Bulldog.
You know, I miss him.
The reason I call in, I've been listening, a long-time listener, long-time season ticket holder. I'll make it real quick because I know you got Paul Hamilton coming on.
No, but, I don't. How'd you know? Why would you?
At least Sabres talk.
No, I don't have anything of the sort planned today.
Memorable times in the stadium, real quick, was Cornelius Bennett's first game against John Elway. Bought tickets like 2 days before the game. Mm-hmm. And most people don't realize he wore number 55 when he started.
A couple years.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Loudest the stadium was, I still think, was the Patriots 0-degree game where everybody stood the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
No pun, you know, recently that was. But mm-hmm. biggest reason I called was the Dick Duron years. My son was 12 years old. My wife entered a Topps Friendly Market thing, and he won the kickoff kid. Tickets for four against the Jets, Bills. Went to the game. Got a jersey from the Bills. Terrible uniform, by the way. And brought us right down to the field. It was Molloy, Lossman. It was Bledsoe and everything. And the Bills lost the toss, so he couldn't do the kickoff kid, run out there and get the tee.
Brought us back up.
Second half, went back down to the tunnel. Saw the worst general manager they ever had in Donahoe standing there. Went out on the field for the second half, and he was supposed to get the tee. And Duron, they didn't kick off for some reason because they changed the wind. They did something goofy. Oh. He never was able to run out on the field and get the tee.
We
joke about it at every game. I called Howard Simon the next day, wrote the Bills. It was unbelievable. They did not let him go out and get the tee. True story.
So that would only be the first kickoff of the half.
Yes.
And
yes.
In this game, it turned out that they took the ball. They were able to receive twice.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's happened since.
No. Duron made it happen. True story.
It would have been probably the other, maybe not.
Yeah.
One of the coaches has to decide that they want to kick off instead of receiving.
Correct, and that's what happened.
And you think it was the Bills that made that decision?
I'm not sure, but at least the judge should have just let the kid run out and get the tee and take it around to him.
Or couldn't you do it for some other kickoff in the game? I guess it's not sponsored in the same way.
So with the three season tickets we have right now, we got tickets going to the new stadium. Every time we go to a game, the kickoff kid goes out there and slides on the ground. You know, it was just
an
experience.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never forget. You know,
when I
explained to a 12-year-old, you know,
I guess maybe this is like 10 years ago now, but when Bulldog and I were going to games regularly at the stadium and doing post game from the booth, which we stopped doing during COVID, there was a Packers game that you might remember when Marone was the coach. And I would go on the field with Joe Biscaglia. We would take a lap on the field. We would compare socks. Joe was into his socks. And I came to really love being on the field, just watching Aaron Rodgers, in that case, warm up. I got a kick out of that, like watching a pitcher warm up or something, like seeing how the quarterback goes about his routine. And the Bills put a stop to it. Like eventually I didn't make the cut for being able to go on the field. But when I could, I really enjoyed doing that, and never—I don't think I ever did as a, you know, as a fan. But
we were right down by the bench, and it's funny. We still got pictures, and I looked through them here recently, and Ross Tucker's on the team, and
yeah.
I was going to send it to him. It just—it was it was fun. It was fun, but it's a wild story that I wanted to call in. Yeah. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Everything you guys do.
Thank you, Chris. Happy New Year. I want to look that up now. I have no doubt he's telling it right. That Bennett game he mentioned, 1987, strike year. And the final score, I have always remembered this one. I didn't go to this game, but I've always remembered it. Not on TV. 21-14 is the final, but the Bills got to 21 with two safeties. And there were no two-point conversions in those years either. So 7-0, 9-0 on a blocked punt, 16-0, 18-0 on another blocked punt. Rob Riddick, Steve Tasker. Couldn't they have recovered one of these punts? So 18-0. Hi, Steve. Scott Norwood field goal, 21-0 in the third quarter. Then Denver, two touchdowns, 21-14. Bennett's first game. Famous because he was awesome in that game. Made a huge impression right away. All right, time for a break. This is Mike Shope. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.